The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Muhammad Subhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu, all those who have belief. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed the siyam, the fasting of the month of Ramadan. Kama kutiba ala al-lazina min qablikum, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained fasting for preceding nations such as Christianity and Judaism. And the purpose of the fasting of the month of Ramadan is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that perhaps by observing the fasting of the month of Ramadan, we earn and we gain piety and righteousness. So this brings two questions to our mind. The first one is, what is taqwa, which is translated to piety and righteousness? What is the essence of taqwa? And the second question that comes to our mind is, how fasting and how experiencing hunger and thirst for 30 days can help one to earn piety and righteousness and become a person which Quran calls him or her muttaqi. But before I delve in the topic, let me take a step back and talk about the principle of our religion. As most of you know, that our religion has two branches. One is, we call it principle of faith, and the other one is religious ruling, or we call it ahkam. In Shia school of thought, the principle of faith are based on five pillars, which are monotheism, prophethood, believing in imams, believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, and believing on Day of Judgment. So these are five pillars that we have been taught since elementary school. And the other branch of our religion is ahkam, that how to fast, how to pray, and many other rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to observe every day. But there is a difference between these two. When it comes to the matter of the principle of faith, each one of us is an obligation on us that we understand and we believe on this principle based on the logic and reason. In other words, if someone asks you why do you believe in one God, you have to have a reason, at least for yourself, that indicates that you are convinced that there is only one God and not more than one. And the same goes with the prophethood, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent many prophets throughout the history to guide the mankind, why there is a necessity for a prophet to be in the first place. We ought to have a logical reason for that. Or why do we believe that there should be infallible imams after the demise of the prophet? Or why do we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, and why there is a day of judgment? For all these five pillars and five principles, we have to have a reason, we have to believe. Because Islam is the religion of logic and reason. As it says, La ikraha fi din. There is no compulsion in acceptance of these pillars. We have to understand them. And after we understand them, then we have to embrace and accept them. But when it comes in matter of the ahkam, we not necessarily have to know the reason for performing the ahkam. For example, we don't have to know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to pray five times a day. We don't have to know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to pray two rak'ahs in the morning. We don't have to know it. It's a rule and we must follow it. And as said, this is the way it is. We have no choice. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a command, we as a servant, an abd, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a master, we have no choice to follow it. And if we do not follow it, and we are going to be questioned on the day of judgment. But then, nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places of the Quran, and also narrations that we have received from the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, they try to clarify for us, they try to educate us, what are the benefits of following the ahkams. And there are many of them. If you look at Nahjul Balagha, or if you look at the sermon that has been given by Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, or look at the Quran, we can find out in many places that these imams and infallible people, they try to explain to us what is the purpose of these ahkam. There's a benefit, there's directly benefit for us by following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, when it comes to salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمْ السَّلَاةَ, establish the prayer. إِنَّ السَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Because if you establish the salat and if you pray the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you to pray, the fruits of the salat and the consequences of performing salat is that it's going to prohibit you from doing immorality and wrongful action. So therefore, on a side note, if we see somebody prays, but in the open he commits sin, then we should question, is the way that he performs salat is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to perform. And similarly, when it comes to fasting of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentioned the verse 183, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained the fasting of the month of Ramadan for only one reason, la'allakum tattaqoon, that we earn piety and righteousness. What is the piety? What is the righteousness? And how do we know that how to earn it, how to gain it? Of course, there's a sermon of Muttaqin in Nahjul Balagha that Imam Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam describes in detail the characteristics of Muttaqin, but this is not the topic of my discussion. I want to go a little bit deep on the root and to understand what is taqwa means. When we look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to introduce us our nature, our creation. It says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us a way that we as a human being, that we love good and we hate evil. That's the very in plain English. For example, in Surah Al-Hujarat that when you read, it says, Allahu habbaba ilaykum al-iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us to love iman. He created us in such a fashion that we as a human being, regardless that we are born in which continent, regardless of our upbringing, in heart, we love the iman, we love the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the way he created us. Not only that, it says, وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made heart pleasing to our heart. If you reflect and if you dive into your heart, you see that you love the faith and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although sometimes that might be some barrier that you might not understand it and you falsely deny it. But the way that God has created us, we love Iman, we love belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, when we reflect on the principle of the faith, we see that all those principles are pleasing to us. Let me give you an example. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allaha ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsan." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be just and to do good. If you go look at your heart, you see no matter who you ask, everybody adores the justice and everybody condemns oppression. You cannot find one human being in any place in the continent that he or she can approve oppression and condemn justice.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. دوما قريب ليتك دوما قريب.